Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 253. We're going to call this one Injury.
All right. All right, Bill, you ready to go back? Come on. All right, Blue's back. I'll be back in a little bit.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right. Just dropped my dog off at home. 2.3 miles, it's not bad for Blue. Little boy, I can't run five. I'm doing a recovery five today, Christmas Day recovery mileage. And I guess I got a lot to catch up on, figuratively and literally. I don't think that's a word. So, it's the week of December 26th. Actually, it is December 26th. I'm doing five. I took my dog out, a little running buddy, for the first few. And we discovered a new trail that the town of Ashland is constructing off of one of the town parks. So it's going to be an extension. It looks like a Stony Run. One of my dog's favorite areas to run around. And then I connected to DeJarnett Park and did kind of a loop and a half through there. I really like that park. It's a has a couple trails through there. One of them goes around the perimeter of a large pond, and then there's one that goes through the woods. That's really my favorite. Imagine a 4 to 5 foot wide trail through woods, but the trail is moss covered. It's all covered in moss, and it's really nice to run on. Very few roots, just a beautiful run through there. And then I took him back, because otherwise he would just start slacking behind, and by that point he'd be on a leash and I'd be kind of tugging at him, you know, just get on up to me. And in those parks, when nobody's around, I can let him run off leash, which he really liked. So let's back up a little bit. Today is somewhat of a recovery. It's been a heck of a month, more ways than one. Training was going great right up until December 8th, Friday, about 11 o'clock at night, when I fell down some stairs behind my house going out to actually retrieve the dog from the garage, because we had had my work group Christmas party. And I went to go get Blue. Of course, it's been snowing all evening, you know, adult beverages all evening. And I slipped right on the, I guess, the top step, and I think it was about four or five steps there, and landed on my back left side. So if you're like facing the back, it may be the left. And boy, it hurt bad. I kind of dismissed it that night, and really had a hard time sleeping. And the next day, I just laid on the sofa downstairs pretty much all morning, watched English Premier League soccer on TV and then on DVR. And that's when I knew I was not going to be running that day, that Saturday run. I actually had planned not to anyway because of the party. I think I talked with Ashland Tom and we were going to move our effort to the 10th, this Sunday before Mass, at least for me. And I canceled that because I was hurting so bad. I didn't think I broke any ribs because I didn't have any trouble breathing. It was just moving and twisting and getting up, sitting down, things of that nature. So that's what I was experiencing. So Monday comes around, normally a rest day. Still pretty much just as much pain. Tuesday, which would have been a running day, didn't run. Didn't run Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday. And here's the interesting thing is that the next Friday, the 15th, we had a neighborhood Christmas party. And I was starting to feel a little better by then, but certainly not enough to run Saturday morning with my group. So what I did is I tried to get out Sunday morning early, and I made it 2 miles before I went home. It was just hurting too bad. Now, the pain now on a scale of 1 to 10 is like a 5. You know, 10 was what it was when I first few days. So it feels like now, I mean, clearly I'm running now, and I'll catch everybody up to the point of how I got back, but it's kind of like I got a cramp in my back, you know, from not breathing right. And, you know, when you run, sometimes you get that cramp early on and because you're breathing too quick or something like that. That's what I'm feeling right now. So I gave up on the 2 mile. I went home. I was pretty disappointed because I'd already missed a week of training at that point, plus the long runs on the weekend, because I was starting to do doubles. And, you know, when you got an ultra coming up February 3rd, you can't really be cutting corners if you want to finish. I don't cut corners when I train. You know, I'm either ready or I'm not. And so I had to come up with something different. So after the 2 miler, that was a Sunday. Monday comes around, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I just had too much pain to run. So I didn't. And then Saturday comes around. That's December 23rd, just the other day. And I got out there for 5 with my group and felt the same pretty much as I do right now. And I think I can motor through the training. I did 5 on Saturday, 10 on Sunday with Ashley and Tom. And he and I both discussed our lack of training in preparation for February 3rd. And I don't want to use the cliche that I'm not going to be fully trained. I mean, I'm going to be trained as much as possible for the race, but it's not going to be where I wanted to be because I lost 2 weeks. All right, that's 3. Take a little walk break. But I'll do the best I can and have fun. And it's a 15-hour cutoff for 50 miles. So it's very liberal. So any thoughts of going down there and clearing 12 or 11 or putting any pressure on myself to do that are gone, which is a good thing. I think the way my training was progressing, you know, I was poised for some 50 plus mile weeks here in January coming up. And now to do that might risk other injury, overuse injury, although I haven't really experienced that. So we're going to see how things go. Now, there was a positive side to all this, which is kind of hard to understand. But the positive side for me is that I had so much more time in the afternoons to do stuff. Now, you know, I was still going to work. It wasn't the kind of pain where I couldn't work. It was just, I felt like if I got back into running too quick, it was going to make things worse on myself. So I didn't. But I had all this time in the afternoon to do stuff around the house, run errands, I don't know, stack wood. No, I didn't do that, but you know, get a fire going in the afternoon from when my wife got home. She likes that. More time with my child. And I got really used to that. And I found my brain going in these directions or having these thoughts of, man, I'm kind of looking forward to the day when I'm not running after work anymore. Those days, because, man, I work an 8-to-4 schedule. It's easy, 8-to-4. Sometimes there's follow-up phone work in the evenings. I'm up here by Randolph-Macon College now, and I find it very interesting that they're doing leaf work up here on the day after Christmas. I guess getting it ready for the kids to come back. And so, and then part of me was thinking, I'll just bag the Ultra on February 3rd. Just bag it. Don't even worry about it. But then, you know, the other part of your conscience says, no. No, keep at it. Kind of pick up where you left off. Get those long runs in. Don't worry so much about the little runs during the week, but get the long doubles in. So I think I'm going to kind of focus on that. And we'll see how it goes. I've got a job. I work 2 to 3 Saturdays out of the month from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at a hospital. And unfortunately, some of those shifts that I've been assigned for January are going to coincide with planned long runs. Nothing worse than sitting for 6 hours or standing after you've done 20 miles. Not much worse than that. But it's perfect training for time on your feet, right? The standing part. So we're going to see how things progress. I've been kind of down about it. And have this, man, these damn leaf blowers all over the place. And I've been kind of down about it. And, you know, we've paid the money for the race. I've got a hotel. Man, we're going to go. I'm not going to worry about the finishing time. I just want to cover another 50 miles in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, because at that point I'll have run the whole Outer Banks once I add that distance to what I did for the Graveyard 100K, which was Nag's Head to Hatteras, past Cape Hatteras, and all the way to the village of. So I think I'll be all right. Now, Tom, Ashland, Tom, and I, we haven't made an agreement, but he has made statements that he's just going to stay with me, and that's fine, you know, that's fine. He and I have done some stuff together before, so knowing that that's what I'm expecting, obviously we got to come up with a little bit of a strategy. So when we're doing our 10-mile together the other day, we did the second half 5 and 5. Kind of copied a method that Dirt Dog up in Metro Detroit did, I think, for one of his 100-milers that he found to be effective. And so I think we covered the 5 miles. I think it was about an hour, a little more. And of course, you just have to do that 9 more times, right? But that's where the challenge is towards the end, how hard it is to maintain the same pace. So I guess we'll experiment with a couple different things. I've got my wife to crew me, and I've kind of encouraged Tom to find a crew member, because you never know when things can go wrong, and my wife can't crew 2 people. Or 1 vehicle can. Tried that in the Florida Keys many moons ago, and that did not work out so well. In fact, it was a disaster. So I think we're going to try to get Ashton Bryan to come along. See how that works out. I've got about 1.5 miles to go, and can't really figure out where I want to go here. I think I'll go back to the college and loop around the track. Another good well, it's not a good thing, but a positive of the, of me hurting my back. I mean, it's bruised bad. Upper part of my leg, my love handle area. Oh gosh, it's trauma. It's made me slow down quite a bit, which I don't mind so much. I think that's a good thing. Probably gained some weight. You know, it's just so disappointing because when I slipped and fell and bruised my back or hip or side, whatever it is, I was doing really good. I was in the gym twice a week, you know, running 5 days a week. I was down to 211 pounds. My goal on race day was around 208, 205, 208. I think that's more realistic than getting all the way to 200. Although I might have kind of told myself I wanted to get to 200. Never really wrote anything down. I just kind of had this goal in my mind. I hadn't been to the gym in 2 weeks. I obviously haven't weighed myself. And when I look at myself in the mirror, I don't think I've really gained weight, but I don't know. You know, I was just doing so good. And damn snow, alcohol, slippery steps, you know, whatever. I can blame it on all that. Just wish it hadn't happened. Darn leaf blowers. Can't really escape it. I'll head up another path. We got another path in the center of the universe called Railside Trail. And again, this is another one of my favorite. I like all the trails in town. Trolley line especially. But this one goes right along the railroad tracks. It's an asphalt path. Wide enough for a vehicle, but it's not open to vehicles, but that's how wide it is. And it goes for about a half mile along the railroad tracks from the north part of the college up a half mile. And cool thing about it is it's not an out and back, so you can loop off the trail on a couple roads. Sometimes it's a real treat when a train is going by, kind of slow moving, and you can watch it. Kind of neat to do. Not too many trains today. I think I heard one when I was headed out this morning. I heard it, but I didn't see it. Like, we kind of get used to them here. Sometimes you hear it, but you don't even realize you're hearing it because your brain just gets so used to it. I have a good friend who had a Christmas party the 23rd. It's one of those tacky sweater parties that people have, and so people wore pretty tacky stuff. Actually, we went to another one the week before. Gosh, it has been a busy Christmas season. We had three parties. Two big parties, and then we do a traditional Christmas Eve dinner party for my family. And so we were just plumb wore out. But getting back to the tacky sweater party, I have a Cousin Eddie outfit that I bring out. I've collected just the right things over the years. This is Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Okay, there's four. All right, we turn around and head home. One to go. It's cold out. It's like 40 degrees, and have two layers up top and one layer on the bottom, and I'm cold all over. Got shorts on. So I bring out the Cousin Eddie outfit, black dickie, see-through white sweater, green pants, you know, the white kind of patent leather shoes. And it's a little uncomfortable to wear because the sleeves are so tight, and I'm not used to that, so I feel like it kind of accentuates all the rolls that I have, you know, around my gut and stuff. But, okay, so we're at this guy's house who's having the party. And they live outside the town limits, so, and they live about a block off the tracks. Big nice house. And so they're not in the quiet zone. We live in the quiet zone, so the train does not blow its whistle at every crossing in the town, which is about 4 or 5 road crossings. It's called a quiet town. So, but south of the town is not. And boy, you hear it inside the house. And I've asked over the years, I've commented on it. They have an annual party that we go to. And he's like, oh man, you don't even hear it. You get so used to it that you don't wake up. You don't notice it. You hear it, but you don't hear it. But it's a lot louder where they live. And I'm not really sure why I'm talking about that. So it feels so good to be out here today. It's a beautiful morning. The sun, it's what time is it? 9 a.m. Thought I just heard some church bells. I don't know if those will be picked up in the audio or not. The sun's already up clearly, but it's kind of shining through a low level of clouds to the east. There's really nobody out and about today. It's like the whole town's asleep still, except for these leaf blower dudes. I know they're working hard. I'm off today, go back to work tomorrow, and I've had a real busy couple of weeks with police work. I guess that's a good thing. I'm eligible to retire in June of 2019, and that'll be around the same time my daughter graduates from high school. So, probably get her graduated, and then a couple months after that, I'll hopefully have another job. We'll see. That's coming up quick. 2018 is my last calendar year doing that. Pretty sure there'll be lots of jobs by then. I mean, there's lots of jobs now. I mean, the economy's getting really good, so we'll see how it goes. About a quarter mile from finishing. And I think I'll be able to muster through. I've run into pain before plenty of times. Nothing like this, but it's getting better each day. I still have over a month before the race. And I haven't peaked yet. So it's not as if I've missed crucial 20 to 25 mile training runs. Not like that. So today, the plan is to sit around and do not much of anything. Very busy yesterday on Christmas Day. It was beautiful. We went to Mass and then spent the afternoon with my mother-in-law, who was in a nursing home, brought her Christmas dinner, which was awesome. We reserved a room there to sit and visit with her. Talked to my brother-in-law, who lives in Europe, in Italy. Talked to him through the internet, audio and visual, which was cool for my mother-in-law. His name is Helen. She got to see her son. And by an unfortunate glitch of time, we were not able to visit over the internet with my brother-in-law's wife and then my niece. They had stepped out to do something, I guess, in their neighborhood. And my brother-in-law, Mark, had stayed behind. And so anyway, we were able to visit with him. It's amazing that... It's just amazing that you can just talk to somebody on the video screen on the other side of the world. The technology has just gotten so good. Remember when I was a kid, we would call my aunt and uncle in Vicenza, Italy. They taught at the Air Force Base there. They were civilian military employees. And there's always this real hard to hear them, over a phone line, or I guess it went over a satellite at some point. But now you don't need anything but an internet connection. It's just amazing. All right, I'm almost there. I think I might do a little litter pickup here in my block because I saw a few beer cans that were tossed. Be a good civic thing to do. Thanks for coming along with the run. If you were running while I was, appreciate you having along. Merry Christmas.
So I was able to get the five in, obviously, and I don't think the injury is going to set me back too much, and I think I've analyzed it probably enough by now, but it was really a surprise. Everything kind of came to a full stop for a few days, which I hadn't done in a long time since, except for when, after I finished an ultra marathon is when I kind of, everything comes to a full stop. Generally, all other times I'm running. Well, we do have a few email bag, emails. I heard from Down Under Dave, wishing me and my family a lovely, happy Christmas, wonderful 2018. He says, I hope you got my emails from Deal Island. Yes, I did, Dave. It's always nice to hear from you. Very appreciative. And I think I might have mentioned this in the last show. I cannot remember. I heard from Phil Min. He said there might be worth a mention on the podcast in reference to Lazarus Lake, a.k.a. Gary Cantrell. I think we had talked about one of the shows, Sandy's Challenge, where she ran all the roads in her town. I'm going to talk about an idea I have for my town because I'm going to copy her. But I met Gary. I've met Gary Cantrell on two occasions. One was when I went and did the Sterling Gym 40 miler. That was 2009 when I turned 40. And then he gave the course tour in his old blue pickup truck, which you see in the, if you watch the movie about the Barkley Marathons, you see that old blue pickup truck that he's got. And he led the 40-mile race course tour in that, which took a while because we stopped a lot and he would like to point things out, or stopped a handful of times. And then I saw him again a couple of years after that. This was when I was on crutches because I had been injured from my first 50-miler. And I had offered to go out and crew some friends at a 10-hour race called Running Under the Stars, that he was out there in Paducah, Kentucky, participating in that. I think he does one a year. He's a smoker, so I always kind of found it interesting that he was an ultra runner. But this is a really cool article about him. I'm going to link to it, ashlanddave.podbean.com, and it's compliments of Phil Min, a great listener to the show, also a former band director. And he also sent me a video about Sandy when she finished her I Run This Town project. So I'm going to link to that as well. I think that is really cool. Both of those will be at ashlanddave.podbean.com. A really cool news story about Sandy Steiner, a regular listener to the show who ran every mile of every road in her town, even the dirt roads. She lives in Rochester Hills, Michigan. And then there's an article there that Phil sent. So thanks to Phil. He's doing all my internet research for me because I appreciate that a whole lot. I heard from Ryan, and he says he's from Canada, former Team Incognito member. They had a great time down, and I think they spent Thanksgiving down in Florida. He says we were talking about cycling, and says lots of folks do not take it so seriously, so they're in their events at the end. In my experience, those events tend to be charity rides, which are relaxed pace and longer than charity running events, often occurring over multiple days, or these grand fondue century rides, which are like marathons in terms of duration, but very few people race them, and likewise, they don't often have prizes, but they have great scenery. I found that really interesting, Ryan. I've always thought cycling was pretty cool. I always liked to watch it on TV. Just never really got into it myself as a participant. And the reason is because I can't really sit on the bike for so long before I start getting uncomfortable. And I guess same thing could be said for running. I can't really seem to run too long before I get uncomfortable. So maybe it's all relative. So I've also got a... Sandy was going to do another project. Looks like it's about done. She was going to do a 100-miler on a treadmill. It's called the Treadmill 48-Hour Endurance Challenge. And it looks like it finished up on December 24th. I'm looking at the Facebook page. And it looks like she had an injury or foot issue. I'll have to go to her blog, which is ultrafreak.blogspot.com. So, Sandy, I'm sorry didn't make that. I don't know if you did or not. Back on the 24th, looks like some people were still doing it. I guess it's about done now. That's incredible, just to even start out on that. So my hat's off to you, and I'll have to check in with you to see how things turned out. All right, well, let me talk briefly about a project I'm going to do here in Ashland that copied what Sandy did. So my running group, which consists of me, Ashland Brian, Ashland Bob, and Ashland Tom, we pretty much meet up every Saturday morning for runs. Sometimes one person doesn't make it, but for the most part, everybody's there. And so what we're going to do is I kind of talked them all into doing this, and everybody agreed. I think they all kind of wanted to. We're going to do what Sandy did, because it seemed like a lot of fun and a great way to get to know where you live, every little part of it, I guess, every little road. It's not going to be as nearly an undertaking because we don't have as many roads, and we live in a small town as opposed to she's in a little bit larger city. But I've already gotten a map of the whole town. It doesn't have two or three new streets that have been built since the map. The latest map I could get was from 2013. I got it from the town manager. I sent it to the digital file to a print shop and had it blown up into like an 18 by 20, big enough where we could sit on a table and look at all the road names. And so what we've decided to do is, for the four of us, we're going to, and we do different distances, so we're only going to count the road. We're only going to count it as a covering the roads if we're all doing it together. In other words, so say for example, I think we're going to try this Saturday. We're going to start. Well, obviously, we've kind of planned to do 5-mile runs. So it's obviously going to take us a while to do it. And if one person doesn't show up, then it doesn't count. So there'll be a lot of peer pressure to be there, hopefully. So obviously I'm going to run more than 5. So I would do my running beforehand, probably with Tom. We'll probably do some extra miles, and then we meet up with Brian and Bob. We'll have the route set to start with the roads that we want to start with. There's going to be a lot of out and backs because not everything is a loop. And we're not really going to plan it out, but so much. That way some of it's going to be kind of done on the fly. But somebody in our group suggested, why don't we bring along a trash bag and pick up litter along the way, or at least one person does. And then you could just leave the bag on the side of the road and come back and get it later. Or then I think the question came up, well, if you move litter or collect litter in one area, then you leave the bag of trash on the side of the road, are you then littering? If you at one point had possession of the litter, and then you then dropped the trash, are you littering? I don't know. It got a little complicated. I'm not sure if we're going to do something like that, although I think it'd be great to go around on every street and try to pick up litter. That'd be pretty cool. So we don't really have a name for our project. I sent out a text to our group the other day just saying we were going to do a map run on Saturday, and that was without any analysis or thought. And then I thought about, we'll come up with an acronym with our names, and we could come up with a group or something kind of catchy so we will know if we're doing, you know, what we have to call it something. So I'm not sure what we're going to do, but Sandy, I know you were interested in hearing us, our progress. So I think we're going to start this coming Saturday just with a 5-miler, just to hit a couple streets. And then we'll meet up for breakfast and coffee and look over the map and, I guess, highlight the roads that we did. And we'll see how it goes. I'm sure we'll figure some different things out. I'm pretty excited to have kind of a project like that, because as we were looking at the map, we were looking at it last Saturday, just to kind of plan. And there are a lot of roads there that some guys said they didn't even know that where they were or what they were. So I think that's going to be fun. And of course, I'll include the updates in the podcast as much as possible. So make sure you go to ashlanddave.podbean.com and check out That video about Sandy's effort up in Michigan, which is really cool. It's a great video. I think the local news station put it together. It's really cool. And then Phil Mann had sent me an article about Gary Cantrell. He's the one that puts together the Barkley Marathons, Sterling Gym 40 Miler. I think they got some other events in there. I think his daughter's taking over that race, but he was putting it on when I did it. Just an interesting guy in the ultra running community, as they say. All right, well, this is Ashland Dave. I'll be back with another podcast soon. This will be my last one for 2017. I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year. And by the time you listen to this, it'll be very close to the new year or afterwards. I'd like to thank the core group of 200 listeners that download each show. I get feedback from a handful of folks all the time, and I'm most appreciative. Sometimes I don't get back to you real timely, but I always do return emails with very few exceptions. And I'd like to thank everybody for being loyal listeners to the show. It keeps me accountable, and doing the podcast is a lot of fun. So this is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish. Keep on running. Don't forget to hug your kids, and y'all have a good day.